You saw him earlier tonight. Chris Geiger.
Don't worry, mine's short.
I am worried.
You nailed me. Cool. So, in the spirit of independence, I'm going to try something a little different tonight, so bear with me. So allow me for a moment to make a bold proclamation. I'm a person, and I exist. This may seem inane to you, but maybe it's just me, but for me. This statement is a sum of years of introspection and reflection that I've had to finally settle on the point that, yes, I'm a person, and yes, I exist. We take for granted this fact and trudge along our daily lives like a river current swollen with too much rain, lapping over rocks and tree limbs and bubbling over the sides. We collect things in our drift. We call them experiences and process them along the way, taking them with us for the ride until, inexplicably, we tumble over a fall and collect ourselves at the bottom in order to continue along our path laid down by those who came before us. I am a person, and yes, I exist. I exist in a myriad of ways, as a friend, as a brother, as a son, as a lover, as an asshole, as an employee, as an asset, as a liability, and as a person. A person who thinks, who feels, who loves, who hates, who betrays, who defends, and who tries every day to be better than the person he was before that day that everyone has when things changed. I am a person, and I exist. Not perhaps as you wanted to see, perhaps you saw that river and thought it too shallow. Or perhaps you saw that river and thought it too wide or too rough or too choppy. Perhaps you saw that river and thought it might flood and ruin your day, so you decided to get away. If you had stayed, you might have seen its gentle currents. Or have learned about the places to drink and swing from trees. You see, my brothers and my sister and I were all independent, born into our own river currents, destined to collide with the ocean and find freedom in an island somewhere in the sea. Each one went their own destiny, although we all had the same source. We all went tumbling over the same early chasms and cliffs through forests and river bends, making turn after twist and turn, until one day we decided to split and say see ya at the sea. And we fight until one day we make it there. We keep fighting until one day we can say, hey, I'm doing okay. And I fear sometimes that someone looks out at that fighting river and sees it's not for its calm spots and gentle currents, its places to drink and swing from trees, but rather its bends and V's, where it splits canoes on the shores before that someone can even see the turn, where they don't see the river for all it can be, but only what it used to be or where it began. Because maybe it's me, but for me, where the river ends is not at all like where it began. And although many people may play within its current, it carries along only those who choose to stay. And when my waters happen upon the island that we have claimed, the experiences I've collected wash away, and all that is left is the one thought I have, and we should all have, which is this. I am a person, and I exist.